projection into the crevices around the bends, a darker brownish coloration. Try to focus that a little bit. Okay, next. Well, it's the more slides you have, the more probable it is that this is going to happen to you. Some of the other areas that we photographed were scorch areas because we wanted to compare body image with that. One of the suggestions made at the very planning stages of the experimentation was the body image a scorch? So naturally we had to take some data on scorches for comparison. The scorches run in all densities from very faint, resembling the density of the body image as the Gilberts demonstrated, to carbonized linen, very black material. And after we show the scorched areas, we'll be looking at areas of the linen which have no stain, which are control or background areas. This is a scorched area, very brownish. And let's go to the next one. Another scorched area. There's no limitation to scorch. It goes around the corners. Next. And the very, very extremes. I think Mark was the first to point out that heat traveled in a heat pipe fashion along a thread. That's why you had this happening. Heat was traveling from the burned area along the thread and succeeded in scorching until the temperature got below the scorching temperature of the linen. Okay, next. Another scorched area, lighter scorch. Next. This is an area that has no discernible stain. It's far from scorches, it is far from image, and also far from water and blood stain. So that's the background area of the shroud, is the background linen. You find particles of green and yellow, which are some of the wrapping cloths that have been used through the ages on the shroud. And you'll find also areas that are more tangled, they're more disturbed than other areas. Probably due to handling. Next. And a close-up of an unstained, or a background area which has no image features, or blood, or water, or scorch. Of course, linen is cellulose, and modern linen looks the same way in terms of looking at a fiber. It's translucent. The threads, the weave and the threads may indeed be different between modern linen and the shroud linen. But essentially the composition we're talking about is almost 95% cellulose that makes up the linen. I think that's my last. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
That concludes this afternoon's presentations, but we're actually about 15 minutes early. Tom, do you want to make any announcements about tomorrow, or... What time we start tomorrow? 9 o'clock? 8:45. Otherwise, Tom says, have a good day. Thank you.